All right, let's get started. First of all, let me thank you again for being here this evening. This is the third call of an intended four calls on ways to create fresh, responsive leads in your own backyard. I'm going to prelude this call. There's a couple things I'd like to talk about. One of the first keys to charting your course to financial freedom is to adjust the EcoQuest. What I mean by that, people have to get used to a different way and means of thinking about life and a total different way of doing things. This applies to a housewife or a super salesman. Things are just done differently in EcoQuest. Well, that is if you want to succeed. That's why so many fail after about 6 months or so, is they was never really educated about what's really going on. It's easy, but you got to empty your cup so you can be filled. True, successful EcoQuester, he walks to a different drum. You walk it, and you succeed. You don't pay this any attention, or you don't pay it any mind, and you'll just get by, or worse yet, you might even fail. Here's a factual point. In EcoQuest, the product gets used by all of the dealers, or business owners, as we are now called. Some of the products are used by non-business owners. EcoQuest is a large network of users and sharers who basically bring in other users and sharers. And most people in EcoQuest, they use the product and they move the product on a regular basis. And then they train others to do the same thing. Well, let me tell you, the first 30 days are the key days for most people who sign up. You get them inspired and moving in their first 30 days, or they're likely to be gone forever. The first step is to get them you want to get them some inventory, and then you want to get them acclimated in the company policies, and then you want to start teaching them product knowledge and prospecting methods. You'll want to help them with on-the-job training by getting some of their people sponsored in as soon as possible. You want to get them anchored in as quick as you can with either some product sales or some people sponsored them, or you'll lose them. You must also change their dependency bias. Now listen to what I'm saying here about this. Now, it might be difficult for most because we have been programmed from birth to be an employee. And this is where you got to start changing their thinking. You were educated from birth to be dependent upon your parents and your teachers and your boss, and you know it continues on and on and on. Now, this might be a shocker to your system, but it took me years to learn it. It will take you and those you sponsor time to change your thinking from dependency to independency. It starts with the first step on this journey to success. And you're on your way because you're here tonight and you're listening, and I congratulate you for that. Just keep these facts in mind. Your world was and is created by your teachers, who are all employees. This, of course, has had a major impact and effect upon your independence. Unfortunately, the employee syndrome make us security-minded more than future independence-minded. Most people in our background were employees, or their family, or teachers, or preachers, or, you know, and you were dependent upon them and their thinking. Now, I'm not saying this is wrong, per se. I spent a good part of my life in the salary trap as an employee, but all those people who basically formed our thinking with their feelings and their beliefs and their attitudes tend to be totally directed to the viewpoint of an employee. Consequently, we think in terms of job security, but there's no such thing, is there? Just ask the guys at Ford and GM. We think in terms of benefits, and benefits can leave with a stroke of a pen. We think in terms of raise and sick leave and payday, and it goes on and on. These are words that are permanent thoughts in 98% of the American people, and it only leads to a salary trap. Think on this, folks, and you'll see why we gotta change our thinking. The only true free person is the financially free and intellectually free, self-employed man or woman. And he or she depends upon no man or job. They only depend upon themselves and their God. This is true job security. It's true benefits, and it's true payday. Okay, I thought I'd give you a little heads up on the categories of all these new people that you're going to be bringing in. from your own backyard, they're going to fall into three different categories. This is what I know. After 19 years in this industry, and the last 10, of course, being with EcoQuest, it seems like we've got three types of people. The first ones are the social clubbers. These people, they love to come to meetings and events, and they love to socialize. And let me give you some advice. You love these people, you support them, but you don't get caught up in their daily aches and pains. You're just not going to have the time. Once you start building an organization, time becomes a pretty nice commodity. The second type are the hobbyists. They do EcoQuest as a hobby. They'll buy a few products, and every now and then they'll even sell one or two. But as any of you all know that have a hobby, it's not a money-making proposition. You just enjoy doing it occasionally, and that's what a hobbyist, EcoQuest hobbyist does. Then, of course, there's the serious business builders. Now, these people, they generally want a career change, and they'll do whatever it takes to make that happen. They're only going to compose about 3, maybe 5% of your organization, but believe me, that's plenty to make you and them very wealthy. All right. Let me do a little recapping of the last couple of weeks, especially on the on when you're talking to people over the phone. Folks, you need to know, you need to understand that these calls are designed to help you prospect with proven techniques to get your phone to ring. That's the name of the game, is get that phone ringing. If you want to go to the top of an EcoQuest, what you do is you get 40 local people going into the top of your funnel each and every month, just like we talked about last month. 12 months of 40 people going into your funnel with 4 to 10 or so dropping out the bottom every month, and I guarantee you, you will become one of EcoQuest's superstars. Everyone in EcoQuest, after a year of this, they'll know who you are. As we discussed previously, you're going to run your ads and your promotion responses into a voicemail. Then you schedule a time when you're going to sit down and make your callbacks. Now, you're normally going to call them back. You're going to do 6 to 12 callbacks at a setting. And you want to schedule them, I recommend, somewhere between 6 and 10 p.m., unless, of course, on the voicemail message that the prospect left stated a particular time to call them back. Then, of course, you'll call them back then. Now, here's something important. The first call, you want to get out of the way fast. In other words, you want to jump on the phone and get that first call right out of the way. It goes something like this. You, after the cordial and, you know, small talk, why did you respond to our ad? I'm just curious. Well, we're not looking for curious people. We're looking for serious people. When you get serious, you give me a call. You got my number. Have a good evening. Bye. Now, some of you are thinking, well, now that's kind of cold and short. Well, folks, you got to know that you have the gold. They're the ones with a 9-to-5 job. You have only so much time, and you want to spend it with quality people. You want to get that first call out of the way fast, and you want to get your attitude right. Believe me, if you're not ready for them, people are going to run all over you. And if you let that happen, you're going to get discouraged, and you're going to think this doesn't work for you. And also remember, if you go to third base on this call, you're out. Meaning, if you try to sell them products or recruit them, you've blown it and you're going to lose them. People, they want what they can't have. So you keep that curiosity factor high throughout that process. Now, on the other hand, when you ask them, why did you respond to our ad? And they say something like, well, I need to get a second job or make some more money. I may be getting laid off soon. Or something of that nature. Now you're talking to somebody that's worthy of your time. Now keep this in mind too. He who asks the questions controls the call. So after you ask why did they respond to your promotion and they give you the right answers, your next question should be something like, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. Do you have any business experience, any sales background, any management? What do you do now? Then you let them sell you on them. And then your next statement, if it sounds like somebody that you want on your team, it should be something like, so Bill, based on what you've told me, I would really like to take you to the next step. I'd like for you to learn more about our company. And then, of course, you take them to the next step. Now, what's the next step? Well, we are talking about local prospecting, so I believe the next step should be a one-on-one presentation. Yes, you can take them to a conference call or an online presentation or a DVD, but I truly believe that the one-on-one is your best bet. Belly-to-belly is how we set our foundation for our EcoQuest business, and I believe that if you do some research, you'll find that exactly all the big hitters built their foundations the same way. There's just a lot to be said for enthusiasm and being able to look someone eye to eye while you're building a long-lasting relationship. And my advice, until we get that new DVD that Mike Jackson has done on the 7 P's of presenting, you need to get yourself that DVD that he did called How to Present the EcoQuest Opportunity. And then I would watch that several times. I'd take notes, I'd practice it, and you know, add your own personality and your own stories to it. You'll become an excellent presenter, and your one-on-ones will go smoothly. If for whatever reason they can't meet with you in the next 48 hours, then they seem interested and seem like somebody you want, try to ask some questions like, just ask them more questions about themselves. You're building a relationship. And if they try to ask questions like, well, you know, why can't you tell me more about it over the phone, you'd say something like, well, I got a DVD that covers it in detail, certainly better than I can do it over the phone. What's your address? Or you might want to take them to the Mike Jackson's Overview call at 1-800-481-3181. And then after their call, you might want to test the waters and ask them something like, okay, Bill, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not interested and 10 being you're ready to go get trained right now, where do you see yourself? And if they're a 7 or above, you need to take them to the next step. If they're a 5 or 6, you might ask them, well, what would it take to make you an 8 or a 9? You know, just get in the groove. And like I said, that first call is important to get out of the way right away. Okay, here's another technique for creating fresh, responsive leads. This is called the library book promotion. This is a pretty good idea, and it's 100% tax deductible. Think about it. How many dealers do you have in your organization? And how many public libraries are there within, let's say, a 30-mile radius of their home? Here in Melbourne, there's 18 public libraries within a 30-minute drive of my home right here in Melbourne. Now, of course, this number is going to depend upon each community, and some people who live in rural areas may only have one, while others that live in the big cities, there may be 50 public libraries within a 30-mile radius. Possibly, if you've got 50 people, let's say, in your downline, there are potentially hundreds, if not thousands, of libraries within a driving distance of you and your organization. Here's what you do. You donate a book to each one of them. In the back and the front, somewhere in the middle of each book, place a sticker or have a rubber stamp made that says something like, for more information about home-based business opportunities in the Melbourne area, or naturally you want to use your town, contact James Clendenin, www.yourhighwaytofreedom.com, and then your telephone number, a local phone number, of course. What kind of book do you donate? Well, obviously one that talks about the power of network marketing. And here's what I recommend. EcoQuest Mac has an outstanding book called The Greatest Opportunity in the History of the World by John K. Lynch. Another good one is Who Stole the American Dream by Burke Hedges. These are great books, and they explain the power of our industry and as good as any I've ever read. Read the books, choose one that speaks to you, and use that one. Obviously, when somebody checks the book out of the library, they have qualified themselves as an excellent prospect for our business. You might not, you know, not everybody's going to go in there and check that thing out right away. But I'll tell you what, the people that do check it out and do call you from that, they're going to be highly qualified people. And, of course, like I said, that's tax deductible. Now, while you're in that library, what I'd do if I was you is I'd take some of my business cards and I'd go to the personal development section and I'd put some of my business cards in the middle of those books. Also, along those same lines, there's this thing called reverse shoplifting. This is where you take a book like Bob Giddens Fish Food and you put that stamp in it, like I said earlier here, For more information about home-based business in the Melbourne area, contact your name and your website and your telephone number. put your stamp in that book, and then take that book and go put it in the business section of the library. Take a couple of them. You can tax deduct it, and boy, whenever they go to check that book out, of course, nobody's there. But by this time, they've thumbed through it and seen your name and address. Okay, here's another one. Local cable TV advertising. Many local cable TV stations offer the scrolling classified advertisements, and they're pretty good rates. So what you do is you find a proven classified advertisement that's produced for you or someone in your upline and simply test it on your local cable TV station. Now, pay attention to the seasonal and the holiday promotions. For instance, we got a weight loss product. We got a fantastic weight loss product. Around April, May, you might start advertising a headline that says something like, bathing suit weather is almost here. Are you ready? Or if you use the skincare, here we got the first week of February coming up. Now's a good time to put an ad on there that says something like, give her something special for Valentine's Day this year. She will love you more. You get the idea? Here, you could, if you're doing the mini billboards or the pole signs that I talked about, I don't remember if it was last week or week before last, if you're doing those and you're doing drop cards and you've got license tags, in other words, everything you're doing is on the same theme, you could put that sign on the cable TV advertising on that scroll and say something like, are you wondering what this is all about? And then your telephone number. All right, folks, things like that, I mean, they work. They seriously work. When you're talking to these local cable TV people and you're asking them how much is it, here's three questions you need to know when you call these people. Actually, this goes for any kind of media. How much is it? You can do better than that. What's your bottom line? As you're discussing these things, it's like going out and getting a hotel room for meetings. What they tell you is not the price. You've got to negotiate with them. And you can do the same thing with this, with local TV advertising and a couple other things that we'll talk about. The important question, though, is how much is it? You can do better than that, and what's your bottom line? All right, product displays in businesses. I believe that if you do business with a local merchant, they should be willing to do business with you. Now, what I'm talking about there, of course, is a tasteful product display on the counter at these retail establishments where you do business. And, of course, EcoQuest has those things. They can create a significant amount of revenue and leads for your business. Your ultimate goal should be to sponsor the business owner within your organization, and after you've developed a small customer base for them, they can really be a business builder for you and bring in lots of leads and lots of product sales. And here's the kind of businesses that I think that I'd be looking at. Dry cleaners, for instance, beauty shops, gift shops, tire stores, barber shops, tanning salons, car washes. These are all great places for displays. And I'll tell you something. The first time I ever did this was at a dry cleaners, and it was something like, I've been doing business here for such and such a length of time, and I'd like to put my retail, my product display here on your counter. And if they give you any flack advice, there's a lot of other dry cleaners in town. And you'll be surprised how many of them are going to say, well, sure. Don't be afraid to push the issue. You've got to get your name out there. Every person in your existing downline who has a retail business, they should have a product display as well. Okay, bulletin board pull tab flyers. We're going to call this in bulletin board pull tab flyers. It's hard to say how many distributors I sponsored in my early years with just this one method alone, and I guarantee it still works today. As a matter of fact, you don't even see it much today because everybody's flying to the internet. But like every other sponsoring method that we teach, you got to do it consistently. Consistent effort doesn't always produce consistent results, but it always produces success. We've all seen those local public bulletin boards in grocery stores and laundromats and things like Sam's Club and Walmart and other department stores. I mean, you've seen these bulletin boards all over the place, restaurants. On these boards, you'll find individuals selling everything from pets to tractors, advertising yard sales and homes and plumbing services. I mean, everything's up there. This is an excellent place to place your bulletin board pull tab flyers. Now, here's a couple important tips. When using the pull tab flyer, always remove one of the tabs before you place that flyer up there. The reason being is because nobody wants to be first. You pull one, even two, off of there, make it look like somebody's already took one, and now they're not going to be, they're not going to be as hesitant to pull one off themselves. Okay, make sure your flyer is designed so when all the tabs have been pulled off, either your website or your phone number or something is still on the main part, the main body of that flyer. You want to make sure all your pertinent information is still there. There's only two types of bulletin board pull tab flyers. One is where you're advertising either weight loss or skincare products, and the other is the income opportunity. But I'll tell you something. On both, you're going to want to have pictures and testimonies. That's vital. You've got to have pictures and testimonies. Over the years, I'll tell you this too. What I have found is that product flyers seem to work best on these public bulletin boards. In other words, a weight loss flyer or a skincare flyer. Those things are going to bring you better results than an income opportunity. Okay, here's a good one. On-screen movie theater advertising. It's relatively new, but I'd be quite honest with you, I haven't tested it, but I truly believe in its potential. This is a very interesting concept that I've intended to do, but I just haven't got around to it yet. Your advertisement, you've all been to movie theater before, and you've seen these advertisements are flashed on the screen for 15 seconds or 30 seconds, depending on what you've paid, four or five times prior to the showing of every movie. Now, you can target your advertising to specific movie theaters and specific cities and states, for that matter. What you're going to find is that it's going to cost about $75 a week, depending upon how many number of screens are within that theater. At about $75 per week, you can run an advertisement for a couple of weeks prior to an event, or there's several ways that you can handle that. I think that either a product, like skincare or the weight loss or an income opportunity would work in that situation. And even if you did it for an event, you'd want to have a one-on-one or some kind of meeting with these people before you take them to an event. But if an event's coming, you could advertise that event. And if one person, if just one person shows up for that event and signs up, man, you've covered your cost. Here's a place where you can get more details on this: www.cinemamedia.com. Cinema, of course, is CINEMAMEDIA. Cinemamedia.com. Okay, moving right along here to our next one. How to mail your promotional flyers, postcards, drop cards, etc. with zero postage cost. I did this, and it works. It's a unique concept that if you do it consistently, over time, it's going to pay off. Now, here's a question for you. How many bills do you pay on a monthly basis? You got your gas, you got your water, you got your car payment, maybe for two cars, you got your house payment, your electric payment, your cable TV, your credit card payments, your installment loans, all kinds of mails going out every single month. Unfortunately, that list goes on and on and on, doesn't it? The average family sends out 217 such pieces of mail each year. Stamp is on the envelope. You got to mail it anyway. Why not include a piece of promotional material in that mailing? I guarantee you this. Somebody who is overworked and underpaid is opening up that mail. There's a story after story about people who've bought products and others who've become dealers because of someone in the organization did this consistently, monthly, with every single thing that went out of their house, every single bill. With every method we teach, you must see the big picture. As your organization grows and duplicates, you might not get a call on this, the first mailing, but sooner or later, you're going to get a call. And besides, you are not the issue. Duplicatable systems and programs are. And the better off you're going to be if you do some of these things. Look at it this way. What if you had 1,000 people in your organization and they're all sending promotional literature with their bills? Now think about that. Do you see the big picture there? You could easily have products sold and dealers sponsored in monthly just because of this one technique. It's a pretty powerful method. It really is. Look at it this way. How many times do you get mail? And most time when you get your mail, you stand over the garbage can whenever you go through it. And you see bulk rate stuff, and naturally it goes into the mail or it goes into the trash first. How many times have you opened up a piece of mail and there was a return envelope in there that was postage paid? And what do you do with those? Well, you throw them away too. What if you took out every single one of those postage paid envelopes and put your material in it and sent it back to them? Do you get the idea? I've done that. I really have. But every now and then, I get somebody that wants to know more. And the reason is because, as I said, somebody who's overworked and underpaid is opening those envelopes up. So those kind of things were. I even knew this guy that he had an in with the post office, and he went down to the post office. Now, you know anybody that's got post office boxes, they open their mail, and where do they open it? They open it up over the trash can. He made a deal with the post office that he'd come down there twice a day and pick up their trash, just that part where people's open up their mails. That's the only part he'd be responsible for. He would do. He would do it for free. Wouldn't cost him anything. Just want to make sure he didn't get in trouble with the post office people there as he'd come in there and took out their trash. And then he'd take it home, and he had the kids open up those things and pull out all those envelopes that were postage paid. And then he'd stuff them with his stuff and send them, you know, put them back in the mailbox. Didn't cost a dime, not a dime to do that. Enough of it, and believe me, things start happening. Okay, mini blitz flyers. Mini blitz flyers, nothing more than, well, let me share how these things are created and how you duplicate this idea within your organization and or your the product line. A blitz flyer is made from one single sheet of an 8.5 by 11 paper divided into thirds, and each third promotes a different product or a website. These flyers, we've done this before, where what it does, it builds curiosity, and it drives people to the website, or it drives people to call a telephone number. Look at this, if you had, let's say, 500 of these things, and you cut them into thirds. And of course, Office Depot or Staples, they'll do that for, and it doesn't cost very much. It really doesn't. Now all of a sudden, you've got 1,500 mini flyers to spread throughout your community there, and it just, that's the same thing that I would be using, as a matter of fact, in sending out with your bills, is one of these mini flyers. It doesn't take but a couple of product sales to recoup your investment. Now, you've created a new customer. And of course, if you work them right, you're leading with the product, but if you work it right, you know, some of these people could become dealers, and you might find one heck of a good one that way. An awful lot of your loyal dealers were satisfied retail customers first. Just know that this kind of splitting these things up and having 1,500 of them, or even more, depending on how many you're doing, just know that now you've got these things, get them out, get them in front of people. Where literature flows, cash grows, if you will. I'm working on a new one, but you know what, please, I'm not the most creative guy in the world when it comes to doing flyers and things of this nature, but so what I'd do if I was you, I'd have at it. One of those newsletters that I talked about was one of the leader's letters, as a matter of fact, had a mini flyer in there, and it was for the weight loss product. It was for our TED. And it had a before and after picture on it, and it had some promotional words that the whole thing, of course, was produced in order to drive people to the website in that particular case. You could have one that has, for instance, E3, skincare, and TED all on the same flyer. One of them could be like I said earlier, are you ready for bathing suit? You could lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days. And then you've got a before and after. You know, Mary Johnson lost 40 pounds. Jim Smith lost over 55 pounds. Starter package, only such and such. Check us out today online at and whatever your website that you're using is. You could have the another flyer. You can feel 10 years younger. I do. Experience. And then some things like, you know, tighter, sleeker, smoother skin, enhanced energy levels, decreased body fat. It just goes on and on. Deeper and sounder sleep. These, of course, are all benefits from the products. Stronger bones, quicker healing, higher stress threshold, sharper memory and concentration, reduces appetite, diminishes wrinkles, sense of well-being, improved heart and kidney functions, strengthened immune system. I mean, it just goes on and on and on of all the different benefits from our different products. And you want to list those things, something there is going to strike someone's attention and they're going to want to know more about it. And then I'd have a theme that went along with whatever your ad is there. In other words, it's easy enough to get a domain name for like $8 a year. And you could have something like feel10yearsyounger.com. You see what I'm saying there? www.feel10yearsyounger.com or something. And then, of course, it would redirect. When they go there, it redirects to whatever your website that you actually have. Another flyer on there could be something like, do you realize how you could look? Just look at me. And you have a before and an after picture. You know, before and after using such and such. Prove it to yourself online. www.facelift.com. You see what I'm saying there? In other words, you got to get creative. And you got to get this material, this promotional material, out in front of people. Even if it's just, and we'll talk about that as a matter of fact, it's called sticky notes on automobiles, but that's next week. But the point is, you've got to get these things out. I mean, even if you put these things in windshields, be careful about doing that, though. Where you do it, it matters. Now, what I mean by that is, you know, if you go to Chamber of Commerce meeting or something of that nature, you know, you'd put those things around. Or if you go to meetings of that nature, no problem. Shopping centers, you want to check first because I remember, I don't know, probably 14, 15 years ago, I did something like this. And I had a couple of kids, put them on somewhere, we had like 800 of them left, put about 800 of them out on cars in the Melbourne shopping mall. And the only call I got on this particular thing, the only call I got was from the mall security people saying it was against the law, don't do it again or we'll put you in jail. So you might want to check that out before you do it. But I'm telling you, things like that work. Unfortunately, that was not a good company. It wasn't a good promotion. And I was going not by proven promotional flyer. I was using my own, and that wasn't a good idea. Okay. I got two more. Well, I'm not going to have time because I want to take a few questions. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to save the rest for next week. Next week, one of the things that I'm going to talk about is postcards. And I've had tremendous success with postcards. So I want you to, you know, tune in next week and get the skinny on it. And postcards in a local area is what I'm talking about. Not just postcards on a national area or international, but on a local area. Okay, I'm going to go back. Open line. If you got some questions, please speak up. Let me see if I do this right.
James, can you hear anybody?
I can hear you just fine. That sounds like my friend Ralph Brown.
Well, there was another man asking you a question, and you didn't respond. I thought maybe you wasn't here.
Hey, James, this is Luther James.
Hello, Luther.
We're up here at the Institute, and we didn't get to hear the whole meeting. I only caught the last few minutes of it, but I just wanted to say it sounds good so far.
Well, we'll make sure that I fill you in on some of the things that you missed when you get back. Matter of fact, when you coming back?
We're leaving to head back tomorrow, I guess, around then.
Are you driving straight through? Give me a call when you get back into town.
Okay, I got lots of pictures. Some good literature and some interesting things to tell you.
Super.
The movie theater information you were talking about, was that website cinemamedia.com?
Cinemamedia.com. That's right.
All right. Hey, James?
Yes.
When you go into a laundry, a dry cleaner or something, replacing unit for a display and apparently leaving your box there for your name and address and where they can fill out for an appointment. Are you putting that machine in your expense, or are they giving you a credit card on it, security?
Well, what I've done in the past, that's worked both ways, as a matter of fact. I've done it both ways. As a matter of fact, just today, I signed up a guy over on 192 who owns a little commercial store over there, and he bought a Fresh Air, and it does such a wonderful job for his employees and everything. He decided he wanted to be a dealer. Now, he didn't, you know, his words were, "Now, I don't want to get involved in the pyramid scheme or anything like that, but I do, you know, want my employees to make a little extra money. So, well, let me fix you up."
Well, that sounds real good. And, you know, another point there that a person can use, that if he agrees to let you put it in, just say, if you like what this unit does yourself, bring it to my attention, and I'll show you how you can get one free.
Yeah, that's good.
James, Chuck Robinson here.
Hey, Chuck.
Are you familiar with You're Invited Down the Path to a New Life? It's a recruiting brochure that the company puts out. I'm trying to put you on the spot now. It has a picture of a car in the center with Lori Kirkham and her husband.
Well, I quit using theirs when they took mine and Jennifer off.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those other ones. Al, you're not on this one.
Yeah, I've got it. As a matter of fact, item number 64840. But I know which one you're talking about.
Yep, that's the one. Have you tried using those?
I've used those kind of things in the past. Well, it's not a problem. It depends on who you're mailing it to, but you wouldn't want to, for instance, you wouldn't want to go to the post office, get all those postage paid things and fill those things up, because it gets pretty expensive.
Yeah, they're 13 cents a piece.
That's what I mean. Whereas if you're doing these little mini flyers, now they have to be done right. They can't be, you know, second generation copies and things of this nature, but if they're done right and they look good, you're talking probably a penny a piece. And so, you know, a person is going to do more promotion if they're not thinking in the back of their minds, "Lord, every time I send this out, you know, there goes 13, 14 cents or whatever the case may be."
Okay, gotcha. I thank you.
You're quite welcome.
You mentioned a couple of books to start with, Greatest Opportunities, and then Who Stole the American Dream. Who was the Greatest Opportunities by through Mac?
John Kalench.
How do you spell the last name?
K-A-L-E-N-C-H.
And it was Greatest Opportunities, and I didn't catch the tail end of it.
The Greatest Opportunities in the History of the World. Mac has that one. I don't know, as a matter of fact, I don't think they have Who Stole the American Dream by Burke Hedges. Both of those books are excellent books. Here's one everybody ought to look up, because I'm going to talk about it next week. Between Style and End, www.infousa.com. Review that website. Scout around a little bit. You're going to be real surprised. www.infousa.com.